Driss Badidi was a rising football star in Morocco. But a few weeks before the 1986 World Cup in Mexico, he injured his leg. His teammates went on to make history, reaching the last 16, a first for an Arab and African nation. 36 years later, Driss remains full of passion for football.
I want these young players to become stars, and when they grow up, remember that I never stopped, even when the injury shattered my dreams.
Many of the young players at his football academy have been inspired by the Atlas Lions' impressive journey at Qatar 2022.
Thank you.
I want to become a famous footballer and make my country known all over the world.
Hakim Ziyech is my hero. I am inspired by his elegant and combative style. I want to be like him in the future.
The Moroccan team started as one of the underdogs in this World Cup, but as they progressed, their popularity has skyrocketed, nowhere more so than here at home.
For us young people, the team give us a hope and dream.
We never dream about having the Moroccan team to be qualified first, I mean the first round, then the second round. Now we're dreaming. We are dreaming, that's it. We are going for the cup. That is not just beating France.
There is a prevailing sense of national pride. This is one of those rare moments when people set aside their worries about growing inflation and food prices.
Millions of people, not just here in Morocco, but across Africa and the Arab world, are hoping the Atlas Lions can achieve what was considered almost impossible a few weeks ago, booking a place in the World Cup final. Hashim Ahbar, Al Jazeera, Rabat.